USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The FBI gives an update on the number of people missing from the Maui wildfires.
The list compiled by the FBI includes the names of 388 people who are still unaccounted for, down from the more than 1,000 the FBI estimated were missing Tuesday. There's no change in the death toll, which stands at 115.
Dave Collins reporting, officials say 95% of the burn region in Lahaina has been searched. Governor Josh Green's office's teams have spent the past few days meticulously inspecting the area for further remains. A shooting at a parade, which is part of the city of Boston's Caribbean Carnival, left 7 people wounded. Several people were reportedly arrested and firearms were recovered at the scene. There's no word what led up to the shooting. Meanwhile, one woman was shot and another grazed by a bullet during a Major League Baseball game last night in Chicago.
Police say the shooting happened at Guaranteed Rate Field during the third inning of a game between the White Sox and the Oakland A's. Earlier reports said the shooting happened in the left field bleachers and that several rows were cleared, but fans were not asked to leave. I'm Jim Forbes.
Hot in the south and way cooler up north this weekend. Laura Winters has a look at what's ahead.
Don't put away your summer stuff just yet. It's still pool and beach weather. More than 90 million Americans under an excessive heat watch this Saturday from Texas to Georgia. In New Orleans today, the real feel will be about 108 in Houston, Texas, up to 111. In the Northeast, however, way cooler. The high in Boston this Saturday, 81. Bangor, Maine, a high of only 77.
Civil rights groups are gathering in the nation's capital to mark the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march on Washington. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Further interest rate increases could be on the horizon. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said inflation has fallen over the past several months, but still remains too high. He said the central bank is dedicated to getting inflation down to 2% and that the Fed will remain flexible as it considers future moves. Recent smoke from Canadian wildfires is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia, as well as Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. But New York and New Jersey had the highest proportion of emergency room visits. On June 7th alone in New York State, there was an 82% jump in asthma-related trips to the ER.
More devastation is uncovered in the wake of the Lahaina wildfire.
The U.S. Coast Guard Pacific Strike Team says it has counted 49 sunken boats in Lahaina Harbor. Crews are now in the process of removing the fuel from the boats to keep them from leaking into the ocean. They have placed a boom at the mouth of Lahaina Harbor to soak up any fuel that may have risen to the surface. Officials say the faster the fuel is collected, the less long-term risk it presents to marine life and the environment. I'm Lance Pry.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.